Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned of a global catastrophe if parties to tensions on the Korean Peninsula do not end their military rhetoric.
In these conditions, forcing of military hysteria is useless. It won't finish good. All of it may lead to a global planetary catastrophe and to a huge amount of human victims. There is no other way than peaceful diplomatic way of solving North Korean nuclear problem.
Putin said that Pyongyang will not drop its nuclear program unless it feels secure. The Russian president also said sanctions against North Korea will not change the behavior of the leadership, of its leadership. Rather, he said an embargo will only lead to large-scale human suffering. On Monday, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting to discuss a response to the latest nuclear tests by Pyongyang. U.S. Envoy Nikki Haley said at the meeting that North Korea is begging for war. She called for the strongest possible sanctions to stop Pyongyang's nuclear and missile tests. Geopolitical analyst James O'Neill joins us now from Brisbane. Sir, welcome to the program. What do you make of the assessment of the Russian President Vladimir Putin about the current tensions on the Korean Peninsula?
Well, I think, as nearly always, Mr. Putin is speaking absolute sense. Sanctions have never achieved the result that was being desired. It tends to be the ordinary people that suffer the most from them. But what Russia and China have both proposed on more than one occasion is for all the parties to sit down without preconditions and talk and try and resolve the matter. It's the Americans that have refused to do this, and as long as they persist in issuing threats, as they do on a daily basis, all options were on the table is nothing less than a threat to commit acts of violence against the state of North Korea, imposing further sanctions and so on and so forth, and conducting exercises, of course, on and about North Korea's borders. None of this is designed to achieve a result. It simply makes the North Koreans more defensive and more willing than ever to pursue the program that they're pursuing at the present time. If they were really interested in having a resolution of this matter, the sensible thing would be to sit down and talk about it without preconditions. Unless they do that, we're going to have a continuation of this belligerent, bellicose stalemate.
Mr. O'Neill, Vladimir Putin said that Pyongyang will not drop its nuclear program unless it feels secure. Going over that that assessment, do you think that maybe the stance and the conduct of the United States under Donald Trump has led the Korean Peninsula to the situation that we're seeing now?
They're certainly worsening the situation. I mean, if you look at the history of the United States, countries that are incapable of defending themselves, Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, and so on, as well as smaller countries. The fact that North Korea is armed, not just the nuclear arms, because they have other conventional, they're capable of defending.
All right, unfortunately, we're experiencing some technical difficulties with the connection. We're going to have to leave it there. Geopolitical analyst Mr. James O'Neill joining us from Brisbane.